Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for a new day in our lives. We thank you for your protection, for your mercies, for your kindness, for your faithfulness. Thank you for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. Thank you, everlasting God, for your light that shines upon our path. And we say glory be unto your holy name. Thank you, everlasting God, for our health, for every organ, every tissue, every cell of our bodies. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jehovah. Glory be unto your holy name. Thank you for having redeemed us, Lord, from the kingdom of darkness, and you brought us into your marvelous light. We bless and we honor you today in the name of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies we have had. And we say glory be unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. We pray, Lord, that you speak to us individually and collectively. For everyone that hear this broadcast, do something extraordinary in their lives, in their families, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Dear beloved, I'm really excited to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. The Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives this day for His glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I taught you. The Lord will hear you. As you call unto Him, the Almighty God will hear you. Your prayers will not go to voicemail in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Psalm 34. I'm reading from verse 4 to verse 8. Psalm 34 from verse 4 to verse 8. I sought the Lord and He heard me and deliver me from all my fears. The Lord will hear you. He will deliver you from all manners of fears in the name of Jesus. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamp all around those who fear Him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace to trust in Him, the grace to rely on Him, the Almighty God Himself will give unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not look for succor outside of Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the person that God will hear, that person must be ready to live holy for the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 24, reading from verse 3, He said, who may ascend to the hills of the Lord, or who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. I pray that the grace for you to live holy, to live a life of righteousness, a life that is pleasing unto the Lord, He will give unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Similarly, in the book of Job chapter 11, verse 14, He says, if iniquity were in your hand, and you put it far away, and would not let wickedness dwell in your tent, then surely you will lift up your face without spot. Yes, you will be steadfast and not fear. The grace to put away all manners of iniquity, all manners of sin the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will release the abundance of His grace, the grace to shun sin, the grace to hate sin. He will release upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thereby nothing whatsoever will hinder your prayer, that as you call unto the Lord, He will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the Lord answers you, there are so many benefits of it. When He answers you, as we can see back in our text, He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord will deliver you from every form of fear, from every form of torment in the mighty name of Jesus. You will conquer your fear. Whatever has constituted itself as fear to you, the Almighty God will remove them. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 25 says, no man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as He has said to you. So brothers and sisters, rather than you being fearful, it's your enemy that will be afraid of you, because the Lord has put your dread upon them. And so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also tells us in the book of John chapter 16, reading from verse 21. See, a woman when she's in labor has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remember the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice. Your joy no one will take from you. The Almighty God will give you overflowing joy, joy that flows like a river, as you live a life of holiness, a life of righteousness. When you call unto Him, your prayers will not be hindered. And as a result of that, sorrow shall be far away from you. Whatever has constituted itself to sorrow in your life, today they are hereby terminated, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says also in that Psalm 34, verse 5, He says, He looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. You will not be ashamed. Shame will be taken away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever they want to cause you has been causing you shame and reproach. The Almighty God Himself will remove it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, when you call unto Him, He will hear you. And when He hears you, according to the book of Isaiah 60, reading from verse 19, make us to understand the darkest part of your life shall be like the noonday, because the Lord hears you. Isaiah 60:19 said, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, your sun will not go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. And the days of your mourning shall be ended. Your days of mourning, your days of sorrow have ended. The Almighty God will shine His light upon you in the name of Jesus. You will no longer need the sun. You will no longer need the moon to walk, because the Lord is the one who illuminates your path in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because you are pleasing Him, because you are doing His desire, what else will the Lord not do for you? He will fortify you. He will surround you with His wall of fire. It tells us in Jeremiah 15 verse 20, that I will make you to these people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. Those who are fighting against you, those who are waging wars against you, they will not prevail against you. Say, for I am with you to save you. The Almighty God will save you. He will deliver you. Say, I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hands of the wicked. The wickedness of the wicked will come to an end in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. He will deliver you from the hands of the wicked. I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Whatever that has been terrible, that has held you bound, the Almighty God will deliver you from them. He will set you free from all manners of captivity in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Another thing when God hears you is that hopelessness is terminated in your life. No more hopelessness. Every hopeless situation, He will turn them around to an hopeful one. The book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. Proverbs 10, 28 says, the hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The ways of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. So the hope of the righteous will be gladness. Because you are righteous, your hope will turn to gladness in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It will bring an end to laboring, toiling without result. You will no longer labor, you will no longer toil without result in the name of Jesus. The book of Isaiah, Isaiah 65, reading from verse 21, it says, they shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyard and eat their fruit. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You say, you will not build another person in habit. You will not plant another person reap. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not labor in vain. Your children shall not be for trouble. They will not be for destruction in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord hears your cry. Whenever you cry unto Him, He hears you. And the Lord is going to give you rest all around. As we can see in the book of Exodus, Exodus 14, and He said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Somebody today will receive rest. Somebody today, the Lord will grant him and her total rest in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever that have been troubling you, the Almighty God will trouble them. In the mighty name of Jesus, your enemies, they'll be so busy with problems of their own, they will not even remember you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, because the Lord hears you. Like I said at the beginning, for the Lord to hear you, you need to do away with sin. You need to shun sin. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you accept Him, He will grant you the grace to shun sin. Those things that appear attractive to you before, they will no longer appear attractive. Why? Because the Spirit of God dwells in you. Light and darkness can never be together. When you give your life, His light will be upon you. His light will shine upon you. The Spirit of God will inhabit you. It dwells in you wherever you go. You carry the Spirit of God with you. And so if you are hearing me today, you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, or you have previously had and you have backslided, I want to give you that opportunity. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. And this once, Lord, let them never go back to their vomit. For everyone who have heard this message, The mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. Your prayers will be answered. No more delay. No more disappointment. No more denial of the promises of God in your life, in your family. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the Almighty God will guide you. He will direct you. He will lead you the way you should go. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not fall. You will not falter. You will not stumble. In the name of Jesus, spirit of error will be far away from you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be concerning you and your entire household. In Jesus' mighty name, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.